Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the KT Temple podcast. We are going to talk to two of my favorite people today. These two girls are from South Florida. I've got Jessica Nolan and Aaron Harrell on here with me. And before we get started, I want to give them the opportunity to introduce themselves. We are going to talk about the hurricane, everything that's happened down there, how the community is rebuilding. So Aaron, we'll start with you. So if you would just introduce yourself, let everybody know what you're doing out there, where you came from, and how your real estate business is going.
Hey, KT, thanks for having us on. I'm Aaron Harrell. I am co-owner with Jessica Nolan of the Old Florida Dream Team. I got into real estate about 5 years ago after a 20-year stint in education, left higher education, and absolutely positively love selling real estate, love our team, love what we're doing in Southwest Florida. Our tagline is serving and strengthening our community, and that has certainly come to fruition in the last few weeks here. So
I didn't realize you had just started when we met.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you had been around so much longer. So once you guys learn about how much business these girls do, you guys will realize why that's so surprising. All right. Jessica, you're next.
Hey, KT, you're my favorite. You know that. I am Jessica Nolan. I am also co-owner with Aaron on the Old Florida Dream Team. We joined together as a team 4 years ago, next month. Yeah. Wow. And I've been with Keller Williams that long. I was with Remax before that and a number of other offices. Well, I come from a long lineage of real estate, done it for a little over 20 years, did mortgages before that. We love our area. We love our community, born and raised here in Southwest Florida. So it holds a very near and dear piece of my heart. So this struggle of the hurricane and what our community's been going through has been really challenging for all of us. And we are here to, you know, we want to talk about how we can help the community.
Yeah.
So yeah, before we get into all that, I just have to say how we kind of got acquainted. It's kind of funny. I was working as their assistant team leader in Fort Myers, Florida. And we had this awesome team leader named CJ. And I was the assistant TL. And basically as an assistant TL, your job is to recruit new people. That's supposed to be the job. The other job is to make sure all the megas are happy. All the megas the team leader is recruiting. So when I got started, the first thing that, you know, CJ told me to do, she goes, "Hey, we just recruited this lady, Jess. Make her happy." Every single day I was in there just like, "Hey, Jess, what do you need?" And Jess just thought I really liked her. And that I had been told that she had to stay happy. So I was her dude for like a whole week. She didn't even realize what was happening. So that's how we became best friends, guys.
And now you've broken my heart because I really did think you just liked me. but I do appreciate the doorknob. That was the icing on the cake.
Yeah. So awesome, guys. So thanks for being here. And so let's get started. Kind of tell everybody, we see what the news coverage says. You know, I'm in North Carolina. You guys are in Florida. I only know what the news tells us from the hurricane. Give everybody an idea of how bad the devastation was, where it was located, and what it's done to the real estate market.
I'm gonna let Jess talk about that since her in-laws were down on Fort Myers Beach, which was just completely decimated, and she's been down there. So,
yeah. So obviously, the whole town took quite a hit, and really all of Southwest Florida up the coast. So, but really the main areas that took a hit were coastlines and the barrier islands: Fort Myers Beach, Sanibel, Mount Lachey, St. James City, Pine Island, Boquilla, and then up the coast through. But those really, you know, it's devastating. It's those pictures that you see on the news. They're jaw dropping, but they're nothing until you actually go and you see it in person. It's devastating. It's flat. It's businesses that are just washed away. In some cases, there's not even land where the business was. It's water. A couple great restaurants on Mount Lachey, they don't even have the land that it sat on. It's devastating. So, until you see it in person, I guess it's hard to really comprehend. A lot of people's lives have been completely turned upside down. They have no home, literally no home standing, and no businesses. And you want to help everyone. We really, it's hard. It's devastating.
I mean, houses we sold, KT, We have one we sold 4 months ago. They had just finished the week before doing their complete renovation, all new drywall, new bathrooms, new toilets. They were so excited to be starting their lives together. It was a really good friend of mine and her boyfriend that just moved in and finished this whole house to move their kids in. And a week later, it's over the roof. They lost everything. They had the shoes and the clothes on their back. And so it's devastating. And I think while things are getting back to normal here, like as normal as they can be, stores are opening, kids are going back to school. We're seeing restaurants opening back up. Most people have power back except for some of the islands. A lot of people are still without Wi-Fi. You know, we don't want to forget about those people that have absolutely nothing and are trying to fill their closets or find rentals still because they'll be months to a year or more without their actual homes. So, you know, things are moving forward, life goes on, but for so many people here, they're just still so devastated.
And what do you do in that situation where the land doesn't even exist anymore?
That's a tricky one where the land isn't there. You know, some of the shoreline where it's just washed away. You know, we have an attorney on staff that's answering questions for us pro bono. We're super grateful. We've reached out to all of our title company, our insurance agencies. And we have an incredible network of support that are answering questions like that. But in those cases, I mean, it's just going to be what is the insurance willing to do and where do they relocate to? I mean, the land, it's gone. It's water now. So,
we're highly encouraging our database, our clients, our friends, our family, reach out to us. If we can't answer the question, we have sources that can. This is uncharted territory for so many people, whether it be insurance questions, land questions, home questions, should we sell now, should we wait? A lot of people are just so traumatized from it that they want to get up and walk away, sell it as is, I don't want to be by the water anymore. We're encouraging people to not make rash decisions during trauma and traumatizing times because, you know, we all know, you know, that's not the best decision you can make. Sleep on it. Let's give it some time. Let's see where things take you. But in the end, there are a number of people that want to do that. Of course, you have your investors coming in that saying, you know, what can I buy for cheap? Well, who wants to leave and let me buy it?
And then we also have, you know, the amount of people coming in to rebuild. So if there's a silver lining in it all, is the community, the support. DeSantis has done a phenomenal job of bringing resources into our area. That Sanibel Bridge, Matt Lachey Bridge being up, you know, 10 days after the storm when it was washed away is...
I was about to ask about that. I saw that Sanibel, the bridge was completely...
Yeah. 3 weeks. So and there were three bridges that were impacted, not just one. And there was an island one of the islands was completely taken away. So they brought in the fill, they brought in the sand. It was amazing. In 3 weeks, that's unheard of. We're so proud to have the help we've had.
Phenomenal. So we're just trying to put people in touch with the resources that are available, making sure we stack our bench and have the resources our clients, friends, and family need. And when we say clients and friends, I mean, it's not just our immediate clients, it's their sisters, their brothers. I mean, the number of people that have reached out, working with our big healthcare systems here to make sure. But, you know, the doctors that are coming in, we're opening new hospitals here and bringing on new staff. And so we have all of those people that we normally have on an influx coming in, but we also have those people that are here to rebuild, the dock builders that are coming in, the, you know, home builders, the window guys, our commercial is booming. Our commercial division is on fire right now. We cannot find land and warehouses fast enough.
We need commercial. I said, let's do an ad. We need commercial buildings. We need commercial land.
But the influx of people coming in to help rebuild, they all need somewhere to stay. And and most of them are opting to buy and, you know, become part of the community to rebuild. So that part is excellent to see the resources coming in, but we need houses. You know, we need more that is not damaged. That, you know, only 20%, somebody said yesterday, and I have to verify this, but only 20% of the homes have come off market after the storm. A lot of them are staying on, but, you know, we can't sell houses when there's a claim on them. So that kind of has stalled the market a little bit. But, you know, I think we're going to see just this huge boom down here. We have a huge cash influx. We always have in Southwest Florida. So that protects us a little bit. But we're going to see this huge boom of people coming to rebuild this area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the week after, a girl had reached out to me about joining the Keller Williams Fort Myers office. Yeah. And I was like, right now? Yeah. You want to get into real estate right now?
Yeah.
How has it really affected your pipeline? So a pipeline of a mega, and if you have any insight on it, how's it affected like a new agent pipeline? I mean, is it possible to jump in there? Is it, you know, what's going on there?
There's always possibility. There's, you know, I would never say no to somebody. They just have to know what they're getting into. This isn't a cake job right now. This is work. It's work. You have to be able to utilize your connections and reach out to your people. But there's always possibility. I would always encourage somebody. One thing I will tell you is Florida, especially South Florida, whether it be Southeast or Southwest, will always have sunshine, weather,
palm trees,
water. They may look a little battered right now, but they'll come back. They'll come back bigger and better. And you can't beat that. You can't find that in anywhere in this country. That's not on a different, obviously there's always positives without a, you know.
Yeah. And KT, to your question, business has been booming here. You know what our market looked like for the last 2 years. It was on fire. And so newer agents are going to have to learn new skills to work their database, to really mine. And so if you're going into the real estate market and you're newer, you're going to have to be super ambitious. Things are not going to just, fall in your lap, and they're not falling off trees like they were before. And you've got to be somewhat skilled. You're going to have to take the classes, and Keller Williams is the number one training real estate agency. And I think that there's good reason to join Keller Williams, because you're going to have those resources to stay in this market and to stay on top of your game in the real estate market.
Yeah.
So what's some of these skills that you guys have learned yourselves over the past 3 weeks?
Talking to your people.
Talking.
I'm good at that.
Kind of nailed that beforehand. Yeah. So what do you mean by talking?
Remember that, baby.
I think it's relationships, KT.
Yeah.
We are about selling homes, but we are more about serving and strengthening our community. That's always been our tagline for the last 4 years. And building those relationships and being able to get people what they need and get it quickly.
Be their Google.
We get calls for everything. We're not getting calls for real estate right now. We're getting calls like, hey, my neighbor's house was flooded. They don't have formula and diapers. Can you get it? And we're having somebody deliver it that day. It's, hey, do I get an adjuster? Do I get an attorney? What do I do with this? And it's putting them in touch with those people immediately within the hour to have those conversations that are helping them.
I had a call last night. It's a neighbor of mine that I've never sold real estate to, but she knows that I have some knowledge with it. So she said, there's a roofer at my mom and dad's house, and they're saying you have to sign this or you won't get a roof. And should they sign it?
No,
you know, no, wait. If they're pushing you to sign something in the 11th hour of the day, no. But so many people need to reach out. And that's what we're here for, whether it be on social media that we're reaching out, or we're making calls, emails, texts, just to touch base with these people.
Yeah, that's when COVID started, those first 3 months of COVID, I have never been busier in my life, because I was always the tech guy. And that was what people were calling for. They were just, right. How do I move my business digital? Yeah. So I imagine it's something similar to say, what do I do now? Who do I need to talk to? How do I rebuild my home? Yeah. How many care calls? And I imagine, so you guys, how many people are on your team?
We have 13 in total.
13 in total. Mm-hmm. So I imagine when this started, because again, I the only way I can relate to this is COVID. When I was in Florida, guys, there were two hurricanes. I was there for a year and a half. And I freaked out every time. And all these ladies were like, chill out, dude. It's fine. Like every single time. So this time it really happened. So how many care calls did you guys make during?
Oh, gosh.
Countless.
We wouldn't even have a number. Yeah. I mean, the texts, the calls, the.
I would say upward at a minimum every day from the day after the storm was 25 to 50 a day.
And that was us calling them. That doesn't count the people that contacted us.
Yeah.
And how were those phone calls?
Sad.
Tough. Lots of tears. Lots and lots of tears.
I'm not a sentimental person, emotional person. It hurt. It hurts still. My in-laws alone, their street on the beach, they lost two people. from the storm.
And two neighbors.
I mean, it's hard.
It's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
I don't think KT people are talking about yet the PTSD. I think people just assume that you should go back. I can't tell you, we've had two storms since the hurricane, and I cannot tell you the number of people that either posted or texted in our groups, "I don't like this. I don't like this. This is giving me heart, you know, my heart is racing." The PTSD that from the storm, from the people that listened to that wind whistle and their homes shake. And, you know, we were on with our team, and one of our team members, I was lucky enough to be on the other coast. I went to my parents. And she finally got through on her husband's phone. They were stacked up in the closet on chairs on top of a sofa, on top of a table, because the water was so high. And they said, "We have to leave our home. The roof is lifting off and banging. How much longer?" And the sad part was they had another 2 hours, but I couldn't tell them that. I didn't have the heart to tell them that. But I also couldn't tell them to leave their homes, because we know the people that left their homes, most of them didn't make it. So the aftermath of going through something like that, we haven't even begun to touch.
Let's not talk about the fact that we got an Amber Alert last night.
Oh, yeah.
And so through the whole storm, you know, I was out without power, I think, a week, roughly, and every like couple hours you would get the Amber Alert, the real, you know, beep. And it was about whatever they were trying, you know, county alert or whatever. And we heard so many of them. I mean, hundreds. And so last night an actual Amber Alert came over, and I was at a football game, and everybody goes, "Oh God."
it's like this panic.
Oh my gosh, your heart stops. It's like, I don't want to hear that ever again.
So what does the future look like for, you know, that area? You know, what do people need to know about the Fort Myers Beach area, the Sanibel area? What does that future look like on how the rebuild is going to go?
So I will tell you that, again, I mean, we can't say enough about our leadership, from DeSantis down to our mayors. Fortunate to talk to the Sanibel mayor, and she is just absolutely 110% dedicated to getting Sanibel back up and bringing in the resources that we need here. Fort Myers Beach, the same thing. Our county commissioners have been absolutely outstanding. We are 100% confident that it will come back stronger and better than ever. The thing that people need to recognize is that the homes that were built to the Miami-Dade building code after Andrew are still standing. Those homes had very little impact. So
when was that?
What's that?
When was that? When was that code put in?
I want to say, what was it, 2008? Or is it later?
Well, that was Charlie. So Charlie came around 2004. And so those homes, I mean, they were washed out on the bottom. I mean, my in-laws had 2 feet in their second story.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, most of the bottoms were washed out, but the tops are fine. They're untouched.
But the day
anything older than 14 years.
Yeah.
Probably
suffered quite a bit.
And we're guessing that code will change again. We've already had some conversations with our city commissioners. We know that code will probably be updated again in the next 2 years. But those homes, like Margaritaville that was just being built on the beach, it's still standing. It's still, you know, it didn't have doors and windows in it yet. But we know that those things that are newer, that withheld the storm so much better. So we know it's going to come back better. We know the resources are there. We will continue to push and be active in legislation to make sure that things are moving forward. And I think that the other thing, you know, I know we're wrapping up here, but the other thing that we would love to see is for people to continue to give our foundation. We have our foundation for our foster and homeless kids that we always give to. Our board approved to use that to help displaced families at this time. You have teachers, firefighters, police, our frontline healthcare workers that have to pay a mortgage for a house that they can't live in, that has mold or has been demolished, and now they have to pay rent. And that's not something that's affordable. And help is coming in, but not quick enough. Insurance, of course, is going to battle, whether it's wind or whether it's storm. So that those funds right now coming in, and we'll send you that Venmo if you could share. We want to continue to support those people to make sure that they have shoes, clothes, food, and help them pay their rent.
Yeah. And guys, the Venmo link will be in the description of this. I also see, Jess, you asking for rentals. Can you kind of explain what that's for?
Yeah, it's for those. We have somebody said, "Can I give you somebody I know needs a rental?" I'm like, "Sure, I'll add it to the list of 70 plus families that are still on it." That's just our team alone. We have over I believe the last time I looked, it was a little over 70 plus people, yeah. groups, families or couples or singles that needed someplace to go. So, you know, anything that we can get, the issue we're really struggling with is a couple things. No pets. I mean, 90% of people have some kind of pet, whether it be a dog, a cat, or both. Or so, and a lot of HOAs are refusing to allow pets. And I said to Aaron yesterday, I really want to call each one of them and say, really, can you throw in a little bit of a disclaimer here that you can give them 6 months to have a pet? So many displaced family. I can't, what do you do with the pet? You can't get rid of it.
It's so funny. People like have this imaginary view of Florida, like with South Florida in particular, where it's like Miami, where it's like second homes. Most of the people in Fort Myers, they live there permanently. It's not the same thing. So of course their pets are going to be displaced. Their whole families are going to, the elderly people there are going to be displaced. Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of people.
Well, we still have shelters open. There's a couple of shelters still that are full.
The last call we got was a family that was trying to find a placement for themselves and for their elderly mother. And they said, well, the elderly mother, if she's not working, the closest FEMA shelter that has availability is in Georgia. And of course, they're not sending their mother to Georgia by herself to be in a FEMA shelter, but our FEMA shelters are full throughout the state. So, you know, we're hearing stories like that. So if people do have seasonal rentals that they're not using right now that we could use for 3 to 6 months to house people, we have a ton of people. We've reached out to our KW family across the U.S. and just said, you know, if you have people that have seasonal places here, could we use them for a little while to shelter some of these people? So that's super helpful as well.
So if somebody needed to follow you guys on social media to be able to reach out, how would they do so?
OldFloridaDreamTeam.com on social media, on Facebook and Instagram. Yep. And then, of course, you can go to our website. We have a direct connection there. Or we can, you know, you can call either one of us anytime. Yeah. We're always available. We always answer the phone. I answer more than Erin.
Yep, true. And she's on social media more than I am. I don't like it, but I'm there.
Yeah, Jess, you've done a great job of kind of, I've been getting the updates from your Facebook account on what's going on. And it's appreciated. Like if anybody has family down there, it's good to know. I've got tons of friends down there now. So it's been great for me to just see how everything's going. What do you guys need? So thanks, we'll have those links in the description, guys. Jess, Aaron, is there anything I didn't ask you guys that you guys wish I had?
I would just add that we're really proud of our community. We're really proud to be residents here. We're really proud of our government, our local and state government. And I see it every day. We are going to be it's quick and it's going to happen and we're going to be bigger and better.
And the sense of community.
It's KT amazing.
Has been, I mean, the number of people out feeding people that have come from far and near with food trucks. And I mean, that you hate to say it, but the silver lining in all of this is this, we were a strong community to begin with. We had a strong network, strong support system. This has brought people so close and so much support's rallied. It is overwhelming to see.
I've always said this.
That's always the silver lining.
When
these travesties happen, how close everybody gets.
I've always said it's the biggest small town you'll ever meet, and it is. So, send us down. You know, if you have referrals, send it to us.
Yeah,
we're happy to help them. If anybody knows anybody that is willing to rent out their places, let us know. Call us anytime.
And thanks, KT. We love you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
love you guys.
You're the best. Well, I hope you get 100,000 more followers on your podcast.
We'll blast it. Well, we'll have you guys on next time and just have like a normal conversation about your real estate business.
And I won't. And see, I didn't cuss this time. I'm doing really good.
Hey, it's my podcast. We're allowed to do whatever we want to.
Oh, well, in that case.
Thanks, KT.
Love you.
See ya. Hey guys, please like and subscribe to the podcast. I took a week off and I felt like I betrayed you guys. I got more messages about me taking a week off than even if I had left my own job. So I really appreciate all the support. So please leave a review. It really helps out a lot. And we'll see you guys next week.